3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and it's a tad toasty, but I'm telling you right now, it is not nearly as painful as it was for the last couple of days. It's 95, but the humidity is much lower. So you're probably not going to want to be hanging out all that much outside, but you're not going to melt. It's doable. And then we've got all of these thunderstorms rolling in, I guess, a little bit later tonight, and then pretty much through next week, Tuesday, Wednesday. So it's going to get a little damp. All right. We got a lot of great stuff coming up this afternoon. My buddy Ryan Hudson, who's a member of the Hanover County Board of Soups up here in beautiful Hanover County, which is beautiful, and it's absolutely filled up. We have no room for anybody else. I told Rich Herrera that last night. He came over for dinner. We were happy to host him. Talked about how impressed he was with Ashland and Hanover, and I said, yes, it is beautiful, and now you have to leave. So, you know, leave your money, and then everybody has to get out. Rob Chadwick, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI, will be here at 5:35. Ryan from the Board of Soups is going to talk a little bit about our Board of Education up here. They just doubled their own salary, which, not bad if you can do it. Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, I would imagine, would say, sure, double my salary if, in fact, it was up to him. But he is the guy that takes a look at the coverage, sees what's going on, especially, and keeps everybody as honest as possible. Brian, thank you for being here, sir.
Well, hey, I'd like to triple my salary.
Yeah, exactly.
Why you stop at double?
Can you believe that?
Quadruple. Yeah. I mean, think big, Jeff.
That's right.
You know, you're
working hard. Absolutely. I say,
well, we went into the wrong line of business. These people in politics are unbelievable. They really are. I mean, they're just shameless.
Yeah, it's amazing. Hopefully we'll get some answers in about an hour. Hey, this was a great week for President Trump, was it not?
Well, I think so. I mean, what in particular, though, Jeff, are you, you know, like what particular thing
well,
did you think?
One of the highlights for me was when he said they don't know what they're effing doing, which I know is inappropriate, but man, I think it reveals for a lot of people exactly who President Trump is. And this whole tour with NATO, where they're referring to him as daddy. I don't know. I just get the sense he really is firing on all cylinders.
Well, he always knows how to anger his opponents. So he always knows exactly where the buttons are to press in someone's back to get them to respond the way he wants. And I think that's the real skill that he will be known for in history, is he just knows how to anger his enemies. Like nobody I have ever seen or will again ever.
He is the guy. All right, well, what did you make of the week? Victories, losses? What do you see?
Well, I think it's, you know, the problem that I have this year, you know, this time every year, is that you move into the summer, and, you know, Congress already does nothing all year long as it is. And then they do even less, you know, in June, July, August than usual, which is bad enough. You know, so are things moving forward the way they could be? No. But I'm not talking so much about him. I'm talking about them, and I'm talking about, I mean, there are still hundreds of appointments that haven't even been made yet. There's actually a tracker for this that's online. I'll have to get you the address sometime.
Yeah.
But, you know, the bottom line there is that, you know, from my perspective, you know, I think that his picks need to be confirmed. There are many that he has made that have just gone nowhere, and that's up to the Senate to do something, and they haven't been.
Oh, interesting. Well, so what's the holdup? Is it more horse trading going on there in the Senate?
No, I think it's laziness. I think it's just not meeting often enough. They're just not in session often enough. But I also think that the other factor of it is obstruction. You know, you have people within, you know, within his own party that are holding him up on things left and right. It's the McConnell-Murkowski wing. Yeah. And they're just sitting on things. And I really think that Mitch still runs the Senate. I mean, John Thune is his puppet. And, you know, I think we should have known that from the beginning. Everyone should have been clear that Thune was a puppet of McConnell. And yet people acted like he was going to be this great, you know, guy that was going to do. It's like, wait, if you ever paid attention to John Thune all these years, if you ever, you would know that he is not on the same page. Not at all.
Wow. Is it possible to rectify that, or are we just done?
No, I mean, I don't want to say that we're done in any way. Part of the thing here is that the way things are now in Washington, it's very unpredictable. You know, so it's hard to make predictions like that because a lot of stuff comes out of left field. And it's not just because of the president, but it's just the way things seem to operate there now. I mean, it's something that's new in the last few years or whatever, but there's something. It's always surprises, you know, and so anything can happen. I mean, the Senate composition could change. Maybe somebody passes away or something or resigns or, you know, then someone else is appointed. For instance, say Mitch McConnell, you know, I mean, the guy's barely coherent.
Yeah.
You know, and when he is gone, you know, when something happens like that, I know there are some people who are worried that, you know, that the governor would be able to appoint his replacement, which actually isn't true in the case of Kentucky. It would be the legislature that would do it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, until the end of that term. So that's what I'm saying. There are a lot of things like that. And I also, because I've been in the news business a long time, and you have too, I have found over the course of many, many years that the weirdest things in
yes.
news cycles happen during holiday weekends, summer
yep.
breaks,
yes.
The day before Christmas,
yes.
I don't know, Thanksgiving weekend,
right.
you know. So we go into July 4th, and that's, you know, people's minds are beginning to get checked out, right?
Yes.
Not just Capitol Hill, but everywhere.
Yes.
You go into, like, this sort of vacation mode time of year. And that, to me, is when things always get the weirdest.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just remember times in newsrooms where you think, oh, I have to work this really slow weekend, and then some blockbuster thing would happen,
yeah.
and people would have to come out of their breaks and come back to work. You know, not that there are many people working in newsrooms anymore, but
well,
it used
true.
To be. They used to be well-staffed. Now they barely exist, but, you know, that's a different story.
And you're right. God, to see. Did you ever think, by the way, and we're going down an interesting rabbit hole here, but did you ever think that you and I, who were, because I've still got the clippings from places like, Talkers and a few other things. Did you ever think that you and I, who were the young guns, the new generation of talk radio, would now be sitting around saying, let me tell you what happened way back when?
Well, that, you know, it's funny. You and I really are in that same boat, because 30 years ago or so, we were some of the youngest talkers in the country.
Right.
And I remember catching absolute, you know what,
yep.
from the older hosts who were routinely, I don't know, mid-50s and older. Mid-50s was about the youngest host that there
yep.
was anywhere.
That's right.
And they looked at me like, what are you doing on the air? and I would say, you know what? I don't know how I got here either. It's all kind of a fluky long story. I really can't tell you.
Right.
But here I am. The microphone's on, and it's my name's on it for the next 3 hours. I don't know
That's
what
right.
to tell you, buddy. But
right.
But you know how I got through it? I always made friends with the news curmudgeon, the news anchor curmudgeon, who was usually, like, you know, 3 years past retirement or whatever, but was
yes.
going to always be in that news anchor chair. And I befriended them at every station. and I would learn everything from them. I would just listen. And I'm telling you, it was so valuable. Those friendships were incredible. Yeah. And sometimes the station managers would wonder why, am I being so young? I was hanging out with the oldest guy in the station. Well, the oldest guy knew everything. He had all the stories. Yep. You know, he knew how everything worked. And it was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, some great memories there. Hey, Brian, I want folks to make sure they are following you in the latest incarnation as the media equalizer on Facebook. Remind everybody what you're doing over there and how they can sign up. They should
follow you. You bet. Yeah. You bet. By the way, I had fun reminiscing there.
Same here. But now, before you even, next time we do that, you need to be here or I need to be there, and there need to be one or two.
Oh, that would be fun. Oh, that would be a blast.
And maybe a Beverly we'll or
have
two.
To, yeah. We will have to do that, yes.
I love it.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Right. Now, the media equalizer on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. So that's exactly right. So it is one word, media equalizer. And that's the way, that's the best way, you know, in the short time we have here for your listeners to find us. And I'm always appreciative of their support, always.
Excellent. Well, Brian Maloney, I appreciate you being here, my friend. We
you
will
bet.
Talk again soon. That is Brian Maloney, the media equalizer. If you are not following him on Facebook, I would urge you again and again and again and again, because I have done it many, many, many times. Check it out. Because what Brian is able to do is analyze the stories, get them to you, frankly, before anybody else has them, and give you the real perspective that you need. And he's the best of the best. I love him. All right, 3:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.